One of the things that stops small business owners from creating marketing content consistently is this feeling of being uninspired, of having no idea what to say in the first place. If you can relate to this, you are in good company. So many of us struggle with knowing what our marketing content should actually be about. But I am here to help. I have come up with 100 prompts that you can use to guide your marketing, from your social media posts to your emails to your longer form content. I guarantee that these prompts will get you inspired and that you'll have more ideas than you even know what to do with. You can download this list of 100 marketing prompts for free at makinggoodpodcast.com/100prompts. That's makinggoodpodcast.com/100prompts. Welcome back to Making Good, the podcast for small businesses who want to make a big impact. I'm your host, Lauren Tilden, and this is episode 227. Here's something that I think just about everyone dreads when it comes to marketing their businesses. Crickets. You know, the sound of creating content, sending an email, posting a reel, sharing anything really to market your business, and then hearing nothing. No responses, no comments, no likes, no sales, nothing. Ugh, I know, no fun. The experience I just described is the exact opposite of engagement, which is the topic of today's episode. Now, today's episode is a super practical, hands-on episode. We're going to talk about what engagement is, why it matters, and what I know you're all waiting for, how to increase and improve your engagement. I'm going to give you some very concrete strategies, and my hope is that you will immediately go put some of these into play and see the results for yourself. Because here's the thing. We've all had the experience of putting something out there and then hearing crickets, getting no engagement. It just happens sometimes. But you know a great way to guarantee that you get no engagement? Not creating content at all. And so this is what so many of us do. We fear that we won't get any engagement on our content, so we don't create the content at all. If that's you, you're in good company. I've been there. But my hope in today's episode is to not only show you how to create content that is engaging, but also encourage you to just be a little bit more willing to put things out there. Not every piece of content is going to be a home run, and that's true for all of us. But you don't get the home run content that really delivers the big results for your business without trying. So yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, blah, blah, blah. Enough of the inspirational pep talk. Let's talk about the engagement itself. So first of all, what is engagement? Engagement, put very simply, is how people interact with our content. Engagement can happen anywhere that we create content. Of course, it can happen on social media. That's probably what most of us think about. But also, engagement happens on email marketing. It happens on long-form content like blogs, podcasts, or videos. It happens on your website, of course, which is where we're actually hoping to make our sales. Here are some examples of different types of engagement. Comments on your social media posts, likes on your social media posts, shares or reposts of your content, direct messages after seeing your content, link clicks, saving your content, using engagement tools on social media like voting on a poll, completing a survey, responding to your email or sharing it with a friend, clicking the link in your blog post, and I would even throw in making a purchase as perhaps the ultimate act of engagement on a piece of content, although that is by no means the only type of engagement that is important and useful to us. So aside from our egos that want people to respond to our stuff, who cares? Why is engagement so important? Without engagement, social media is just media. That's a quote from Buffer. And the same is true for really all forms of marketing, not just social media. Without engagement, it is a one-way street. And the best way to build a base of customers and fans is decidedly a two-way street, a relationship where each side of the relationship participates in some way. You can't build a relationship without engagement. It has to be a two-way conversation. So beyond that relationship building, here are a few other reasons why engagement is so important. First, engagement is feedback that your content is resonating. If people are inspired to respond to it, it means that it connected with them, intrigued them, or spoke to them in some way. At minimum, it means that they actually absorbed it and read it. Social media platforms prioritize content that generates engagement. When you post something on social media, if a bunch of people reply to it or like it or share it or even just watch the whole video, this tells that platform that this is a piece of content your audience likes. Therefore, they're going to show that content to more people like the ones who are already enjoying it. Engaging content will be shown to more of your own audience as well as people who are not in your immediate audience yet because the algorithm sees it as valuable to share. Also, when people engage with our content, they are learning to take action with us. The ultimate action that we hope people take with us, of course, is to make a purchase or to make many purchases. But starting to take smaller actions are great steps in the right direction of building that relationship and trust and comfort in interacting with us. Finally, seeing others engage on your content is social proof. When people see other people commenting, liking, asking questions, they start to feel more comfortable doing so too. We follow the crowds for better or for worse. So getting engagement on your content is kind of a rolling snowball that gets larger and larger as you push it. So engagement matters. But some of us feel like, ugh, I'm just not getting engagement. That sucks, but I really can't control what other people do. It's out of my hands. Well, I would argue that that is only partially true. Yes, of course, we can't control what other people do, and honestly, I would hope we're not trying to control people. But that doesn't mean it's out of your hands. This is simply a matter of learning how to create content that is engaging, learning how to intentionally design your content to be engaging, not just cross your fingers and hope for the best. So with that, I'm going to share my top 9 tips for increasing your engagement. Let's jump right in with 1, act like a human. In other words, be yourself. People have conversations with people. There needs to be a human behind the brand that people see and hear from. Write and speak like you actually do in real life. Extra credit if you use phrases and words that you know your audience uses or that you yourself use. Honest and authentic beats professional and polished all day long. Tip 2, tell people exactly what action it is that you want them to take. So warning, this feels a little bit cringy at first. It just does. But here's the thing. If you want people to engage, you really can't just leave it to chance. You need to specifically ask people to take the action you want them to take. This is where a call to action comes in. A call to action is exactly what it sounds like, a specific ask that you include in your content for the person reading it or watching it to take a specific action. So here are some examples of specific calls to action. Save this post so you have it handy the next time you're creating content. Send the link to this episode to a friend who would enjoy it. makinggoodpodcast.com/227. See what I did there? In an intro post, you could end with, I'm curious, do we have anything in common? Let me know below. Reply to this email with your biggest marketing challenge right now, and I'll respond with my advice, etc. Tip 3 is to make it easy. Those of you who have read Atomic Habits by James Clear or who have heard me wax poetic about the life-changing magic of this book won't be surprised to hear this one. But here's the thing. This make it easy concept is so powerful in so many ways, including marketing. In short, the easier it is to do something, the more likely it will be that people will do it. So the easier the task you ask someone to do, the more likely they will be to do that task. One important way to make things easy is just to ask people to do one single thing. Don't ask people to like this post, comment, share it to their stories, and click the link in your bio. That is just too much. Ask them to do one thing and make your ask specific. Instead of an Instagram stories question sticker that says, ask me anything, try, what questions do you have about picking out holiday gifts? Instead of drop your email below and get notified with the details, try, want the details? Pick either emoji below and I'll DM them right over because it is much easier to simply click an emoji than to type in an email address. Tip 4, use your community to get the conversation started. Holy moly, this might be the ultimate engagement cheat code. Here is the thing. It's hard to make the first move, to leave the first comment, to leave a review when no one else has. So what if instead you get your community to support you by getting the conversation going? When other people see that a conversation and engagement is happening, they will be so much more likely to join in. There's a section in my community Making Good Happen for this. It's called Spread the Love, and it's a place to ask for support on your content when you want that extra boost of engagement. You can also set up some structure for this yourself by having a group of folks that agree to support each other in this way. Tip 5, simply ask for a one-on-one reply. We're not all extroverted enough to want to join in on a noisy comment section. A lot of people will be much more likely to engage when they don't have to make that comment publicly. Some of the best relationships can be made one-on-one in the DMs or in the inbox. For example, I've sent an email that says, Do you have any questions about making good happen? Just hit reply to this email and let's chat. Or do you want all the details? DM me the word happening and let's discuss them. Tip number 6 is to create something enormously valuable. When you create something ridiculously valuable and you share it for free on social media or in your other marketing, people can't help but engage. Often this engagement looks like a save. Don't forget to remind people to save it. People forward your email or they share your podcast episode with a friend. I have found this time and time again. Content that is above and beyond, that is unusually high quality, naturally generates engagement because people just instinctively feel like, wow, I cannot believe I got this for free. I need to share it with someone. Tip number 7, create something intentionally that you know your ideal customer would want their audience to see. This is about kind of reverse engineering and intentionally creating shareable content. Here's how I go about this. Think about the message that your ideal customer wants their audience to see, and then create something shareable for that purpose. Inspirational content, support small biz content, memes, and quotes all do well for this. It's all about asking yourself, what would my ideal customer want their audience to see? That is shareable. Tip number 8 is to tag other people. So think about it. When you get tagged in social media content, how likely are you to reshare it if it's real and authentic? I would say pretty likely. If someone says something nice about me and making good, for example, and they tag me, I am very, very likely to share it because I'm proud and I want my audience to see it. No shame in that. So think about this. How can you mention and celebrate other small businesses in your content? How can you mention and celebrate your customers? How can you mention and celebrate people who have a similar audience to yours? This is a great way to generate engagement because who doesn't want to share something nice about them? Finally, tip number 9 is a social media specific tip. When you're using social media tools, use a variety of different engagement tools. Yes, ask for comments and likes and shares and saves, but also use polls, use quizzes, use different tools that give people some different options and how they might want to engage with you. Finally, a bonus tip, tip number 10. This is powerful. And the tip is to pay attention. Pay attention to what content you create that really works when it comes to getting engagement. Which of your emails got responses? What links were clicked in your emails? What social media posts got the most comments? What social media posts got the most shares or saves or whatever metric you're tracking? Dig into the analytics you have available and ask yourself, what is it about these pieces of content that did so well that seemed to resonate with people? How can I create that again and again and again? So, this is how you learn what your specific audience responds best to. I call this doubling down on what works, and it's a pretty magical way to get more of the results that you want, in this case, more engagement. I just want to leave you with a reminder that not every piece of content is going to be a home run. Not everything will generate a ton of responses and likes and all that good stuff we want. But even content that doesn't, oftentimes is still doing the work for you. For example, your salesy and promotional content should probably not be all of your content. I like to tell my members that it should be about 20% of your marketing content is super strictly salesy and promotional. And overall, this salesy promotional content is going to get less engagement than things that are less promotional. But that doesn't mean it's not important. Our customers need to see those things in order to know what we have to offer, how we can help them, what transformation or value our business can deliver for them. So yes, engagement is a good thing, but it is not the only thing that is important when it comes to content creation. We do still need that product and brand awareness content out there that may not quote unquote perform as well when it comes to the analytics, but it still has a very, very important job to play when it comes to marketing. So there you have it, a bunch of tips on how to get more engagement on your content. I hope you're inspired and you learned something here, and truly, I would love to hear from you if you try some of this stuff out. DM me on Instagram at Lauren Tilden. You can find the show notes from this episode at makinggoodpodcast.com/227. Now, look at me asking for some engagement. I would love, 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 love if you would take a screenshot of your podcast player and tag me on Instagram at Lauren Tilden. Truly, it would make my day and I would so love to cheer you on. And here are a couple of other ways that you can get back to making good. First, I'd be honored for you to leave a rating and review in your favorite podcast player. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. And second, if you have a friend that you think would enjoy the podcast, send them the link. Today's episode is makinggoodpodcast.com/227. This episode was produced and edited by Corinne Monaco of Just Peachy Illustration. Thank you for being here and for focusing on making a difference with your small business. Talk to you next time.